Good evening. My name is Oscar, calling from Opinion Research. We are conducting a public opinion poll about important issues facing Hector County. We would like to include your opinion. Are you registered to vote in Hector County?
Yeah.
Thank you, ma'am. Let's do this as fast as we can. Generally, do you think that things in Hector County are on the right track or things are on the wrong track?
Kind of in the middle.
Okay, if you had to say, because it's your opinion that counts, right track or wrong track, in your own opinion?
Well, I think some things are right and some things aren't.
Okay, so
I don't know how to answer that.
All right, very well, not sure in that case. Very well, let's move on. What is the most important issue facing Hector County, in your opinion?
All the crime, I guess.
Crime, okay. Crime, very well, let's move on. How would you rate economic conditions in Hector County? Would you say they are excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Good.
Good, thank you, ma'am. 5 years from now, do you think that the economy in Hector County will be better off, worse off, or about the same as it is today?
Hope it's better.
Better, okay. Thank you. How concerned are you about the security and future of your own job or the jobs of any close family members in Hector County? Would you say you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned?
I'm concerned.
Somewhat concerned or very concerned?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. Thank you, ma'am. I'm going to read you a list of qualities and characteristics that contribute to the quality of life in a community. Please tell me, how would you rate Hector County? In the first one is being able to get from one place, from place to place with little traffic. Would you say Hector County is excellent, good, fair, or poor in that quality or characteristic?
It's getting poor.
Poor, okay. Having a vibrant nightlife with clubs, bars, restaurants, and entertainment. Would you say it's excellent, good, fair, or good, or poor in Hector County?
Poor.
Poor.
Mm-hmm.
A shared vision and effective plans for economic development and job growth. How about that one?
Say that again.
Yeah. A shared vision and effective plans for economic development and job growth. How would you rate Hector County in that department? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Can I say not sure?
Sure. I mean, if you don't know, that's okay. That's a fair answer.
I don't know.
Very well. How about the availability of outdoor parks, playgrounds, and nature? Would you rate Hector County as excellent, good, fair, or poor?
I don't know that either because I don't participate in them.
That's all right. But how about public safety and low crime? How would you rate it?
Horrible.
Poor?
Yes.
Okay. Availability of quality health care. How would you rate that one?
What are my choices?
Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Good.
Good, okay. The availability of cultural opportunities, such as theater, museums, and music.
I guess good.
Good?
Don't know.
All right.
Yeah.
I mean, it's your opinion that counts. Whatever your opinion is, that's valuable.
Yeah.
Welcoming and inviting to people of diverse backgrounds, ethnicity, and culture. Would you say that's good? Okay. Effective leadership from elected officials.
Fair.
Fair, okay. Public transportation. How would you rate that one?
I'm sorry, say that again.
Public transportation.
I don't know.
Don't know, okay. Quality of public, quality of public schools. How would you rate the public schools in Hector County? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Maybe fair.
Fair, okay, thank you. Natural beauty and physical settings. How would you rate that particular characteristic?
Fair.
Fair. Offering job opportunities in your field.
Fair.
Fair, okay. Availability of affordable housing.
I'm going to say poor. I don't know.
Poor. Poor. Very well. Let's move on. Almost there, ma'am. Now, please rate Hector County as a place to live for the following types of people. The first type is young, single people. Would you say Hector County is an excellent place to live, good place to live, fair, poor, for young, single people?
Probably poor.
Poor, okay. How about for racial and ethnic minorities?
Fair.
Fair, thank you. How about for immigrants from other countries?
How about the rest of the countries?
No, immigrants from other countries.
Poor.
Poor, okay. And people living below the poverty line?
Poor.
Poor, thank you. Moving on. For families with children, would you say Hector County is an excellent place to live, good, fair, or poor? Families with children.
Fair.
Fair, thank you, ma'am. And for recent college graduates looking to enter the job market?
Repeat that one.
Yeah, recent college graduates looking to enter the job market. Would you say it's Hector County?
Poor,
okay.
I don't know if it's poor or people just don't want to work, but poor.
Okay. Well, no, I mean, your opinion is, there's no right or wrong answer. Okay. For retirees or people retiring from the workforce, would you say it's excellent, good, fair, or poor place to live?
I guess fair.
Fair. And for entrepreneurs and people starting new businesses?
It should be good.
Good, okay. Thank you. And how about for people like you? Would you say it's excellent, good, fair, or poor?
For me, it's, I'd say, excellent.
Excellent. Thank you, ma'am. Almost done. Just a few
okay,
questions more.
Okay,
how would you rate the overall quality of life in Hector County? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Low quality of life?
Yeah, quality of life in Hector County.
Oh, quality. It's probably fair.
Fair, thank you. Over the next 5 years, do you think the quality of life in Hector County will improve, deteriorate, or stay about the same?
I don't know.
Don't know. Very well. Let's move on. Economic development generates investment, wealth, tax base, and jobs from which many communities community benefits are created. How familiar are you with vision and plan for economic development in Hector County? Are you very familiar, somewhat familiar, not too familiar, or not at all familiar?
Not too familiar.
Not too familiar. Very well. How confident are you in the vision, plans, and leadership for economic development in Hector County? Would you say you are very confident, somewhat confident, not too confident, or not at all confident?
Somewhat.
Somewhat confident. Thank you, ma'am. Community development generates solutions to problems like housing, education, transportation, and neighborhood renewal, making the community a better place to live and work. How familiar are you with the vision and plans for community development in Hector County? Are you very familiar, somewhat familiar, not too familiar, or not at all familiar?
Somewhat.
Somewhat, very well. And how confident are you in the vision, plans, and leadership for community development in Hector County? Very confident?
Somewhat
confident. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you, ma'am. How likely are you or an immediate family member to move from Hector County in the next 5 years? Very likely, somewhat likely, not too likely, or not at all likely?
Not too likely.
Not too likely. Thank you, ma'am. Finally, just a few questions for about you and your household. We're wrapping things up now. What is the highest level of education that you have completed?
Some college.
Some college. Thank you, ma'am. In terms of your political party identification, do you consider yourself Democrat, Republican, Independent, or other?
The Republican.
Republican. Thank you. And what is your age, please, for the statistical purposes?
70.
Thank you. And do you have a child living in your household?
No.
No. No children. Okay. Which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? White, Anglo, Black, African-American, Hispanic or Latino, Asian or other?
White.
Thank you. Is anyone in your household employed in a job that is related to the gas or oil industry?
Yes.
Yes, thank you. Is your annual household income below
$25,000 to $74,999, $40,000 to $74,999, or $75,000 and above?
You went too fast on me on that one. Yeah, your annual household income, is it below $25,000?
No.
$75,000 and above. It's over $75,000 then?
Yes.
Thank you. Are you currently employed, full-time, part-time, retired, homemaker, a student, or currently unemployed?
Employed.
Employed full-time or part-time?
Full-time.
Thank you, ma'am. And in terms of your gender, do you consider yourself male, female, or something else?
I get that
all the time. Okay, thank you. Last question. Do you live within the city limits of Odessa? Yes or
yes.
No? Yes, you do.
Yes.
Thank you. This concludes our service. Thank you so much for your participation and your valuable time. Have a good night, ma'am.
Thank you, sir. Good night.
Good night.